Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Tonight, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor became the first person in American history to lose his primary while holding that position.
This is not a right-wing district. This is not your redneck Riviera.
The district, when it was redrawn, got more rural, more culturally conservative.
So you see them becoming more white, more southern, more Christian, more conservative, and more male.
You can't outright the far right.
This is just heading in absolutely the wrong direction for the party.
And how much should we see this as an Eric Cantor specific thing?
Cantor was the highest ranking Jewish member of Congress in history.
The only Jewish Republican, in fact, the only non-Christian Republican.
In a circumstance like that, the fact that Eric Cantor is Jewish could have hurt him.
Suddenly people realized Eric was Jewish and they didn't vote for him?
Anti-Semitism?
I'm not trying to oversimplify it.
They don't like Jewish people?
These right-wing people are basically, they're cleansing the party.
This is the Savage Nation. You're listening to John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. If you'd like to join the program, our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. What you just heard was a compilation of the media trying to sort out and listen to the allegations that they make that happened with the majority leader, Eric Cantor, and his loss. Everything from, what's that, whites and they're too southern? Now it's anti-Semitic? That is not what happened. And listening right now out there are people that voted for David Brat. And if you're someone that voted for him, possibly listening on stations like WMAL in Washington, I'd like you to call in and explain to the nation. Let the nation hear in your words why people supported David Brat. What a great story. Instead of what a tremendous political story this is, look at the way the general media tries to treat this. This is a huge mistake for the Republican Party, blah, blah. It is not. This is the Republican Party. This is a good thing. This is the Republican Party going back to their core. This is the Tea Party and the Republican Party sending a strong message, not just to Republicans, but across the country. Folks, what this comes down to is there is an epidemic down at the borders. Thousands coming in. And no one wants to acknowledge it. You have to search to try to find even news on it. An epidemic down at the border. They're saying this is even worse than Hurricane Katrina. Why are they coming over? Why are they surrendering? And Eric Cantor was one of the people that was trying to lead this whole immigration reform effort with this White House to what? To try to say it's okay to come in. It's okay for the quote for the dreamers. And what I love about David Brat, and how much did they spend? $100,000 compared to $5 million for Cantor. And Cantor's going to hold a press conference, I believe, coming up next hour. We'll bring you that. But this, to me, this is a loud shot. We are not ready to surrender. Pay attention. Are you ready to surrender? There is no leadership. No one is listening to the people out there. It's not right. It's law-breaking. It's not fair. We can't afford it. And no one is stopping these people from coming in. And finally, somebody steps forward. And I'm glad that Cantor lost. I'm glad. Listen to the media. Oh, what a blow to the Republican Party. It's the opposite. The party just got stronger because the party is coming back to its roots. And this should be. I'll tell you the sad thing about it. And I'd like to hear your thoughts at 1-855-400-7282. This should be a nonpartisan issue. These people have no business coming in. Thousands of children flooding across the border. We're putting them up in camps. Who's paying for this? Where are the parents? Dream Act. So finally, someone steps forward, finally, and says, no, this is wrong. This should be a defining moment for the Republican Party. It should be a defining moment in the country. If President Obama and the Democrats want to surrender and want to go along with these illegals, can we even say that word anymore, with the illegals flooding over the border, well, then at least we have someone like David Brat that steps forward and is going to challenge him on that. You need this going on all over the country. They need to start listening to you and some of our listeners. If you're listening to me and you're down in some of the border states, Texas is basically like under attack right now. And where are they going? Into camps in Arizona, in Texas, and then they're going to spread out all over the country. In different parts of Central America, the word is out. Right now is the time. It's like a going out of business sale. If you want to jump in on America, now is the time. This is a good thing that Cantor lost. We need more people to stand up like that. Good. He started. Yeah, he was part of a revolution. And then, power can't be given, like they say in The Godfather. It must be taken. That is what is going on here. I applaud this. And what do you hear from the media? Oh, well, it must be because he's Jewish and more Southern. And that is not what is going on. The story here is that people don't care. People are willing to say, I'm not voting for you if you're going to surrender. That is what is going on. The Tea Party is dead. The Tea Party is not dead. 1-855-400-7282. I cheered last night when I heard the news because Cantor is part of the problem. If that means that the speaker has to go, then so be it. It is not. This is not an issue to surrender on. People need to be vocal. People were vocal last week. And the president, what is the word out today? President Obama may unilaterally still move ahead on immigration. Boy, I mean, he truly thinks he can just do whatever he wants, whether it be not checking with Congress and making a trade for that traitor, or even now. He's just put out the word, ignore the rules. Just come across the border and then surrender. It is absolutely wrong. Our number, 1-855-400-7282. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. I think it's great for the Republican Party. People will rally against people that are strong. People will rally for people that stand up for something, for people that say, I'm not ready to surrender. Now, line one, Stephen is listening on WMAL. Stephen, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, I'm one of those 7th District of Virginia voters that voted for Dave Brat yesterday.
Stephen, thank you for doing that, but for everybody.
Oh, I relished the opportunity to go cast that vote, my wife as well. It's just that, we feel like, at least and a lot of people I talk to, that Eric Cantor has stopped representing us. And he sort of got himself plugged into the Republican establishment, and he was, taking his cues as, John Boehner's kid brother, and he wasn't representing us anymore.
And Stephen, what about these allegations? Oh, the reason Cantor lost now is suddenly the people in that district are anti-Semitic. Oh, the reason there's been a change now, there's more Caucasian people living there. What about those allegations, Stephen? Oh, it has nothing to do with Cantor. He didn't do anything wrong. It's the voters that are the problem there. What do you say to that, Stephen?
It's silly. I mean, we're the same voters that kept voting him in, largely. I mean, it didn't change the district that much. And, not to mention our demographics are changing, just like Northern Virginia is starting to creep, at least in my part of the district, which is more of in the northern area. So,
Stephen, tell us about David Brat, who you voted for, who just unseated Eric Cantor. Tell us about him.
Well, he was, when I heard him speak, and it was really circumstantial that I made it a point to look it up and was going, well, everything he said made perfect sense. And then it seemed like everything Eric Cantor said was this calculated political non-answer nonsense. And we're just sick. We're tired of that. Eric Cantor is Washington, D.C. now. He's not 7th District, Virginia, and that's what we were looking for, someone to actually represent us.
Stephen, thank you for the call. Let's go to line 10. Elma, and Elma's listening on WABC. Elma, this is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Hello, Elma.
Yeah, E-L-N-A.
Oh, okay.
Elma.
Go right ahead.
The point is that there's no need to have any camp for these children. They're lying about their age. They're 18, 19, and 20. I know there are some young kids. And guess what? There is no need to have any camps. They're held at the border. Return them immediately. And believe me, I've got a headache since I heard this, because they're taking advantage of the American people. I wrote to the Arizona Tea Party and asked them that we'd like to have a day of outrage against all illegals. They're draining the system. I can't take it anymore.
Well, thank you for the call. You know what's amazing is what kind of parents would just send these kids over the border? I mean, they're just marching them to the border. And the border patrols, I want you to understand, this is not just the typical, there's someone trying to sneak over. They are surrendering immediately to the border patrol because they know they're not going to be kicked out. The word has gone out that it's okay right now to come into the country. Let's go to line six. Patty is listening on WMAL in Washington. Patty, welcome. This is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Patty.
Hi there. Thank you. My vote was primarily a vote against Obama and the unbelievable things that he's doing to this nation.
So you voted for David Brad as well?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Great. Tell us about it. Tell us about him.
I don't know a whole lot about him. I know he's a Tea Party guy. I know that the way that Cantor was going, he was in favor of amnesty. He didn't seem to be much of a conservative, certainly not a conservative, but not even a Republican anymore. But I just, you know, I try to be very, I don't think I've ever missed an election since I've been old enough to vote, but I never voted in a primary. And I really extended myself to go and vote in the primary and vote for him. Just, I didn't know he'd win. I thought, I just have to make a statement.
Patty, you made, and the people down there made, a very, very strong statement. Our phone number is 1-855-400-7282. Call into the program today. This is a big day. This is a day and last night of people saying, we're not about to surrender. We're not going to cave. It's not the voters' fault. If you voted for David Brat, we'd like to hear from you as well. Our website is michaelsavage.com. Again, this is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and this is The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
It's disappointing, sure. But I believe in this country. I believe there's opportunity around the next corner for all of us. Serving as a 7th District Congressman and then having the privilege to be Majority Leader has been one of the highest honors of my life. And, you know, what I set out to do and what the agenda that I have always said we're about is we want to create a Virginia and an America that works for everybody. And we need to focus our efforts as conservatives, as Republicans, on putting forth our conservative solutions so that they can help solve the problems for so many working middle-class families.
That is Majority Leader Eric Cantor in his concession speech. A loud shot heard. David Brat is the most talked about Tea Party Republican right now in America. This is John DePietro sitting in for the one and only Dr. Michael Savage. If you'd like to call into the Savage Nation, our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to line four. Bill is listening in Connecticut on WILK. Bill, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Bill.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call. I want to just say that I'm a lifelong Republican. I was a Republican since I was 3, and I was born and raised a Jewish person, and I don't think that the defeat of Congressman Cantor has anything to do with his religion, because he was certainly voted. He was elected many times in that same district. I think it's just that we Republicans are tired of having Republicans who want to pretend that they're not fully Republican, that they try to moderate the Republican Party. I'm a Republican. I'm a proud Republican, and I want to vote for men who are proud Republicans and who are going to represent Republicanism when they get to Congress and hopefully in the Senate someday.
Thank you for the call. You know, that was what he's referring to is an allegation from the media that they're blaming the voters. Oh, the voters have changed. The voters are anti-Semitic. It's become more Caucasian. It's not a matter of that. And this was a talk about a David and Goliath. It truly was. David and Cantor, 5 million to 100,000 and Brat won. And why? Because Cantor was going to go along with President Obama on immigration reform. And people don't like what they're seeing, especially not at the border right now. Let's go to line five. Mark is listening on WMAL in Washington. Mark, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very well.
I live in Henrico County, Virginia, and just to throw it out as sort of a trivia thing, one of the interesting things I saw about this race was you would see Cantor signs lined up on the median strips down the road, but the Brat signs that you saw, you might find one in somebody's front yard that was written in with Sharpie.
Wow.
It was really a David and Goliath kind of story, but I think it illustrates once again something that I'm originally from North Carolina, and one thing that impressed me when I got to Virginia is how it seems that Virginia voters make their representatives earn their position, that they don't accept status quo. Just because you're the majority leader or just because you've been there for a while doesn't mean you automatically got a job. We need results. And one of the problems that I think Cantor faced was we would hear him talk about the fact that he was fighting for this, or he was fighting Obamacare, or he was fighting against amnesty, and we never actually saw him fighting, and every time we heard anything about it, he was giving in, and he wasn't leading the Congress, and he certainly didn't seem to be representing us very well. And while Dave Brat's a relative unknown, what he said was making sense, and I think a lot of people just felt like, you know, we've
heard. Thank you for the call, Mark. Listen, people have heard it, and they're ready for a change. Eric Cantor expected to speak next hour. Your phone calls all coming up. 1-855-400-SAVAGE.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Michael Savage.
Either they're crazy, super crazy, or totally insane. Most people who are legitimate and sane don't go into politics.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
About returning the country to Judeo-Christian principles. And it's about returning this country to free market principles where no one is favored. I don't want to get into it, but the race is pretty simple. When I go to D.C., every vote I take will move the pendulum in the direction of the people away from Washington, D.C., back to the states, back to the localities, and back to you.
That is David Brat. He is the man that stepped forward and challenged Majority Leader Eric Cantor and defeated him last night. You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro, my privilege, sitting in for the one and only Dr. Michael Savage. If you'd like to join the program, you can call in 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. I want to say hello to Dr. Michael Savage. I understand who is listening to the program. Eric Cantor is expected to speak next hour. We'll have to see what he has to say. But this was a huge message, and especially those that are listening. If you voted for David Brat, you know, it's amazing the reaction from the media that this somehow the voters made a mistake and the Republican Party is going down. It's just the opposite. The Republican Party made a strong statement, especially the voters made a strong statement. It is anarchy at the borders right now. It is chaos at the borders right now. And finally, someone stepped up and said, we're not going to just go along with President Obama and his plans with this whole Dreamers Act. And it came in the fourth of someone that won, was outspent 40-1. Miri on line 8 is listening on WMAL in Washington. Miri, this is John DePietro, and you're next on the Savage Nation.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Very welcome.
I think I know what happens to these elected officials when they get to Washington. And my standpoint is I worked up there as an architect. To the senators, they actually redid their offices. But what I saw is the second those senators get in there, they're treated like celebrities. Wherever they go, restaurants, you name it, they're treated like celebrities. And number two, the staffers, they're told when the new people come in, and I was there actually when President Barack Obama became a senator, and I was actually there when Daschle lost his seat too. And when they're told, use the same staffers. You got to use people who are up there, because if you rehire these staffers, then they know how to get things done at the Senate. They know how to change your clock and get your paperwork, and you really have to use the same staffers. And these staffers, to me, what I saw, they're running the office. They're making the policies. And what my advice to this gentleman that won, don't use the existing.
Well, I think we lost Mary. I think the advice was to maybe don't use the existing people. Listen, this is basic. Don't listen to the media. You have to listen to the people. You have to listen to the voters. As I'm looking at some of the stories, illegal immigrants intentionally surrendering to Border Patrol to gain entry to the U.S. When did this change? When does it change that you just surrender and then we set you up in a camp? Where did we change that now all these children are flooding across the border? Joe on line 10 is listening on WABC. Joe, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation, Joe.
Thanks, John. You always do a great job filling in. Two quick points, if I may. The first of which is that we cannot neglect to understand that these Marxist liberals are long-term thinkers. They've done it when they penetrated academia, brainwashing our young people, and now we have who we have in office, in Congress, and obviously in the White House. So we need to understand that by pouring these children here, it is a long-term strategy. This may be a short-term victory with Eric Cantor being ousted, but these young people that are being poured into this country right now will be voting 10 and 15 years from now. The second point I want to make is that these recent allegations of calling the people who voted against Eric Cantor anti-Semitic, it kind of reminds me of what happened in Europe a couple weeks ago when they had this like nationalist uprising where the people of Europe came together and said, we want our borders, our language, our culture, our national identity, our national sovereignty. And of course they called them all kinds of slurs and pejoratives. But people are sick of this worldwide, John. They're fighting back, and I think we might start seeing it here in America.
I think you're right. Thank you for the call, Joe. The number is 1-855-400-7282. The website is michaelsavage.com. You know, you'd never know by the media. They won't even take, you know, one moment, the national coverage of this, that maybe Cantor was out of touch. Maybe Cantor was not representing the different, you know, the people that he represents. What kind of people just send their children over the border? You have 5-year-old children showing up, 10-year-old children that are just surrendering. I thought this was all about keeping families together and the DREAM Act. Why isn't the president doing anything at the border right now? Let's go to line 7. Mark is listening on WFTL. Mark, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John. You may recall a week or two ago, John Kerry, before all this broke loose, he was down in Mexico for 2 days.
And yes.
All of a sudden, all these kids are dumped there. Arrangements had already been made to facilitate their transfer through Mexico. I think Kerry's hands are filthy. This man is nothing but a low-life criminal. And as far as people talking about whether somebody's voters are anti-Jewish or not, the biggest person that's anti-Jewish is Barack Hussein Obama. This guy makes a mockery of Jewish holidays and has these phony celebrations. His cabinet is loaded with people who hate Jews. He's helping sign off on thousands of Islamic terrorists staying in this country and seeking political asylum. I mean, it's absolutely absurd what's going on here.
Thank you for the call, Mark. Our phone number, 1-855-400-7282. In South Texas, officials say nearly 1,000 illegal immigrants a day are crossing into Texas from Mexico. They're now comparing it to Hurricane Katrina. How do you prepare for that? Says Don Ray, the executive director, Texas Border Sheriff's Coalition. You can't have an influx of people like that without having an impact. I think we saw this after Katrina. It's relocation services. Who's paying for this? Why isn't anything being done? I'll tell you who spoke out about it. David Bratt. And then Eric Cantor was doing what? Was doing nothing about it. What is the point of having someone as the majority leader if they're just going to go along with President Obama? What about the national media saying, oh, this is the death knell for the Republican Party? Now the Republican Party, how about the headlines? They can't find themselves. The voters are lost. The voters are not lost. Double D on line one. Dennis is listening on WMAL. Dennis, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Well, thank you very much for carrying the torch. House cleaning, better late than never. I was fortunate. I hope this is moves over. I'm sorry, Lindsey Graham, as he won his primary. It's a shame. I'm an old Goldwater Republican. I've been down in Northern Virginia for about 15 years. I've seen the sprawl. I've seen the Alinsky radicals contaminate Arlington, Fairfax, move on to Lowdown County, and move all the way out, moving down toward Richmond. And I just hope the good fight and giants with no money like this gentleman will carry the torch for the party and bring it back to where it was, the party of Goldwater, the party of Reagan, and the party of Frederick Douglass and Lincoln.
Thank you for the call, Dennis. What about in your community, wherever you live, whether it be in San Francisco or Dallas or Chicago, anywhere in the country, are you going to demand accountability from your representative? Is this just going to be a blip? What about other people demanding to their representatives in Washington, hey, don't go along for the ride. Don't sign on with these dreamers. Again, what kind of parents send these people over to the borders? Young kids showing up, teenagers. They have disease. They're complaining about the food. Now there's a report there's sex out of control with these kids being sent to camps. Why are these thousands, over 60,000, flooding in right now? Line five is Eva. And she's listening on WMAL in Washington. Eva, this is John DePietro, and you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Eva.
Hi, how are you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome. Go right ahead, Eva.
I actually worked the polls for days in Culpeper, and I did not hear one single voter that I talked to mention the fact that he was a Jewish. Not one. It was clearly about him, Cantor, not doing his job and an anti-establishment. So it's not about Jewish. It's about Cantor not serving the 7th District. He wasn't doing his job.
Eva, what do you say to the MSNBCs of the world and other people? Oh, the people in that 7th district, they were anti-Semitic. They're Tea Party. They're out of touch. They just didn't want Cantor because of that. What do you say to that, Eva?
This is not a Tea Party. This was grassroots, regular people that are tired of the Washington, D.C. politics. We sent you there to do a job. You didn't do the job. We're term limiting you, sending you home. I heard term limits more yesterday than I have in weeks. Went to Brad's town hall and was so impressed with him, I had to volunteer on the spot. And I think a lot of people felt that way after they met the gentleman. We were bombarded with all kinds of flyers with lies from Cantor for weeks and phone calls. And a lot of people were believing some of the flyers that they were getting from Cantor. But the minute you met the guy, heard David Brad talk, you knew he was for real, that he was a real fiscal conservative and that he was going to be conservative enough for the 7th District.
Thank you for your call, Eva. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You know what's amazing is how come the media doesn't say, boy, or Washington say, boy, maybe we ought to listen. People seem to be upset about the fact that people, thousands, are flooding across the border. Cantor knew he was in trouble. The majority leader spent $5 million to $100,000 to try to get himself reelected. He knew he was in trouble. He could feel the pulse. Line four is Jeff, who's listening on WABC. Jeff, this is John DePietro, and you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, hey, John, nice to talk to you. I have to agree with the one caller, Mary, about the staffers. I called Mr. Cantor's office about 2 weeks ago, and I wanted to, you know, voice my concerns about the immigration situation. And the gentleman that I got on the phone, he gave me, like, a false name. First, I expressed myself, and then I asked him if he can kind of give me an idea of what he's going to say. And he never took any information about what I was saying. He says, oh, you're going to have to repeat that. And then I asked him about his name. He told me his name was Todd Smith, you know. And then I said, I'd like to speak to a supervisor. He wouldn't let me. So then, you know, I just waited. And I called back today to find out if Mr. Smith was still working there.
Right.
There was no such Mr. Smith in that office. So, I mean, that's the game they play. And I went to my own congressman's office. And when I spoke to him, his people, the guy that they sent out to talk to me, he told me that his parents came here illegally. They came on a vacation and they never went back. So he's part of the problem, and he's a Republican. It's amazing that the staffers and these congressmen and these senators, they're all phonies.
Thank you for the call, Jeff. What about in your area, with the media saying, "Well, you know, we thought the Tea Party was dead." I think that I think the Tea Party's still very strong. I think the Tea Party just sent a very loud message. I think the Tea Party sent a message coast to coast. This is the message that has to continue. What do they think? We're happy that all these people are flooding across the border? Who's going to pay for it? Why are we putting all these children up in these camps? Where are their parents? Why is it that the word is out that all these people can just flood in or volunteer and give themselves up and that no one's going to do anything about it? Did we miss the memo on this? I am glad. This guy, David Bratt, he did the right thing. The people listen to him. Boy, Cantor is shocked. There needs to be more changes in Washington. Our website is michaelsavage.com. Our phone number is 1-855-400-7282 if you'd like to call into the program. Eric Cantor is expected to speak next hour. We're going to come back with more of your phone calls. This is John DePietro sitting in for the one and only Dr. Michael Savage, and this is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
One 855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is the Savage Nation. You know, it's amazing. If you want to read up on just the abuse that this president continues to put forth in the nation, read the book, Abuse of Power, by the one and only Michael Savage. And check out the website. It's michaelsavage.com. Obviously, the news of Eric Cantor and the reemergence of the Tea Party, not that they ever went away, are front and center today. Let's go out to the lines. Line 9 is David listening on WABC. David, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, David.
I'd like to make two quick points. I'm an African-American. I live in New York City, and there are millions of illegal immigrants in New York City. No employees are willing to hire black or Puerto Ricans who are also U.S. citizens, because there's millions of Mexican and everything else. And the Democratic Party has sold out their loyal African-American voting base in order to get these new potential voters. And another point I want to make is about this allegations of anti-Semitism. That is absolutely ridiculous. I'll tell you why. My father is Jewish. Jewish Americans make up less than 2% of the U.S. population in America is Jewish, 1.7%. Jews are 50 times overrepresented in Congress. There are 15 Jewish senators for the super small minority group. Jews are overrepresented in the House. There's over 24, I think it's about 33 U.S. Congressmen.
David, you're preaching to the choir. It had nothing to do with that. It had to do with his stance on immigration. We'll continue. More of your calls, 1-855-400-7282. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The votes existed yesterday for comprehensive immigration reform. We don't need one Republican to risk their incumbency in the Congress of the United States to pass. There are dozens of men and women in the Republican Party. You reported yesterday, look at Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham not only has been for immigration reform with the Senate bill and put his name on it, he won with nearly 60% of the vote because he went to his voters and he said, hey, you know something? I don't like illegal immigration. I, Luis Gutierrez, and others don't like illegal immigration, and we want to replace it with a legal immigration system. We want to put safety on our border. We're ready to do that.
When is that going to happen? Well, this is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation. You can join our conversation by calling 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. Former Majority Leader Eric Cantor expected to speak. He'll be stepping down within this hour, and we'll bring some of that to you. You know, it all comes back to what is happening right now on the border. And in your town, let's name some representatives, whatever state you're in. What about in Texas? What about in California? Who are some other reps that are not listening to the people? This was a huge win for the people that voted for David Brat, that sent Cantor leaving. Why? Because Cantor was ignoring them. We have an epidemic right now at the border. This isn't just a couple of people sneaking over. The borders are flooded with people, with children, with illegals that are coming over right now. Much like when Dr. Savage talks about borders and language and culture, right now we have a catastrophe on the border. And the White House isn't doing anything about it. If anything, the president is talking that he wants to go around that and take action on his own. What's happening right now? Sheriff likens influx of illegals to Hurricane Katrina. Worries of disease being brought into the USA. Illegals flagging down Border Patrol to gain entry. Is that what's doing in the best interest of us? Think of that. Eric Cantor, majority leader, number two, refused to listen to the people, saying this is a worry of ours. And what would he say? No, we're going to give them a free pass. Why are you going to pay for these children? Why do we have to pay for these children? They are flooding over the border right now and even giving themselves up to the Border Patrol. Why is it that you have to pay for them? Who is your representative that is not listening in all this talk? Listen to the media. Oh, the Tea Party's dead. The Tea Party's leading them to destruction. The Tea Party is listening to the people. That's what David Brat did. David Brat, who defeated Cantor. Even Cantor spent, think of that, $5 million. Brat spent $100,000. He outspent him 40-1. But notice the media. The message is not, boy, a grassroots campaign when you listen to the people can take off. The message from the media is not, see, this is what happens when you ignore the people and just try to follow Washington. Cantor just had a huge fundraiser. He thought he was golden. The message should be, this is what happens when you don't listen. This is when people don't feel that Washington is listening to them. What about in your state? Who's your representative? Who's going to be next? It is about time that they start to listen to me and you and the people that are upset. Why is this president allowing these people to flood over? And I'm not talking, you know, in the past, what they used to say, well, you know, we need to strengthen the border. Right now, they are walking up and surrendering. And even President Obama now is saying, well, you know, I may just move ahead on my own. I don't need Congress. This is against the wishes of the people. What do you think? Where else in the country is there someone that feels that they're above listening to you, the people in their district? I think this is great what happened because people are saying, listen, we're not going to go on board. Why do I have to pay for these children? Why do we have to pay for these people? 855-400-7282. First-time callers are welcome. Maybe you've never called, but you should be cheering that the people just didn't roll over and go along. Cantor's out of touch. Let's start on line one with Marcia, who's listening on KKOH in Reno. Marcia, this is John DePietro, and you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Marcia.
Hi, John. I appreciate you taking my call.
I'm very welcome.
Conservative, not a Republican or Democrat necessarily, and I'm tired of the social media calling this a Tea Party versus a Republican issue. They're senators, House of Representatives, whatever, not listening to what we the people want. And it reminds me of our state when Senator Harry Reid first became an elected official. He worked for the Nevadans because of what we wanted, what we told him we wanted. He represented us. Over the years, he has looked out for himself. And not only that, but he has made himself very powerful, and he has told everyone and encouraged locally and throughout the state that because of his power, he can help Nevada more. And so locally, through our newspapers, media, et cetera, we're encouraged as voters to keep him in so he can help Nevada. And it's time to get these people out. No matter their power, they're out for themselves. They're not out for the people. I'm 65. I have voted in every election. And
Marcia, let me ask you a question. These children that are coming over by the thousands, why? Explain to me why you should pay for them and why we have to put them up.
We should not.
And Marcia, what kind of parents? I don't know if you're a parent. I have three children. I would never stand at the Canadian border and tell them to run across. Would you ever stand at the border and tell your children to run into a foreign country?
No, and if we did that, it's like telling our children to run out into the street, and then I would be held liable. No, we have children ourselves. We ask our children to be responsible for the decisions they make just like we do.
That's exactly right, Marcia. Thank you for the call. Let's go to line seven. David is listening on... Carrie is on line two, listening on WABC. Carrie, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Carrie.
Howdy.
Howdy.
I am calling because this morning on a newscast, I only heard it one time, I heard it briefly, that the White House is assuring Republicans that this was not about immigration. So yet again, the White House, the liberals, the progressives, they've heard the message.
Well, and on top of that, thank you for the call, Carrie. You know, the White House right now, President Obama is basically saying that with Cantor gone, and he's going to be gone, that the immigration policy basically will be dead in the water. So instead, what is the White House now saying? The White House is basically saying that the president is going to move ahead on his own and move forward with immigration unilaterally. That is not, as they say, working together. That is not working across the aisle, and that is not certainly not working on behalf of the people. What do you think? 1-855-400-7282. Who listening would just send, would you ever send your children over the border to another country to live? Thousands of children flooding into the border. Why should you pay for them? People are struggling as it is. Why do we have to pay for them? Why do we have to house them? Where are the parents? Why aren't people being arrested? Should we stop them right now at the border? This is not a typical immigration story. This is an epidemic right now, and they are intentionally surrendering to the Border Patrol. They are overwhelmed right now at the border. Kevin on line five is listening on WABC. Kevin, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, John. It's my first time calling into the Savage Nation.
Oh, great. Welcome, Kevin.
This election was status quo. You got to go. In April, Cantor made the mistake of going down to a conference in Florida. I don't know if you or your listening audience knows this.
He went Tell people
to
about
a conference in Florida that was sponsored by George Soros, who loves open borders. Loves open borders. And this country is just sick and tired because this White House does not get the pulse of this nation. He made the mistake of freeing five Taliban members for a deserter.
That's right.
And thought that the country was going to embrace this. Is this man so out of touch that he does not know that our military we love to death and would do anything in our power to help them? And he's treating our veterans like dogs and treating the Taliban and Gitmo like superstars, soccer fields, books, videos. They get treated better than our own citizens. And Eric Cantor and the Republicans better wake up, because what took place in Virginia is going to happen across the country. Mr. President, 2010 ain't nothing compared to what's going to happen in 2014, sir. And let me tell you, go ahead. Yeah, you got a pen and a piece of paper and a phone, but we have the right to vote.
That's right. That is exactly right, Kevin. Excellent call. I'd love to hear from you. Just dial in at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. It's 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro. You can find me on Facebook. It's John DePietro hyphen radio. And then also follow me on Twitter. It's John DePietro Show on Twitter. Welcome back. More your calls. Eric Cantor expected to speak this hour. I'm sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and this is The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
I don't think a lot of folks in D.C. understand what free markets are, so that's the most important piece. Fannie and Freddie made two-thirds of all subprime mortgages. That is not a free market institution, right? That entity, along with the Fed print too much money back in 03 and 04, caused the housing collapse. So we need to take free markets seriously. That means we have to put an end to all these tax credits and tax deductions and loopholes.
That is David Bratt. He is the man that defeated Majority Leader Eric Cantor in the primary and the race that everyone is talking about. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to The Savage Nation. Our website is michaelsavage.com. You can call in at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. It's entertaining to listen to the media trying to blame everyone other than Cantor, blame everyone of what went on, how voters were tired. The reason why David Bratt won is because the voters of that 7th district in Virginia did not like and don't like how Cantor was trying to push immigration reform down their throat as all these illegals are flooding over the border right now. Let's go out to line two. Colton is in Dallas listening on WBAP. Colton, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Colton.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very well. Go right ahead, Colton.
Good. Well, I'm actually a CEO of a private military company called Condottieri, and so, you know, overseas security and border security, that's what my job is. And, you know, I really wish, you know, that they would outsource a little bit to, you know, the private contracting industry.
What is it like in the state of Texas right now, Colton?
It's pretty rough, but, you know, it's, we have, you know, all these illegals coming over here, and, you know, we take them on, and then, you know, we have fellow veteran, you know, Sergeant, you know, Tim Rossi over there, and we can't seem to get him back for anything.
That is exactly right. Colton, thank you for the call. Let's go to line one. Jackie is listening on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Jackie, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Jackie.
Hi. Listen, I think this is a great idea. Go get a whole bunch of C-130s, put them at the border. As these kids come in, put them on the plane and ship them back to Mexico City and let the Mexican government find their parents and figure out how to get them back home. But turn it over back to Mexico, not on us. Just take them, put them on the C-130s, and ship them out of here.
Well, Jackie, here's the thing, Jackie. What kind of parent would just send their children over the border to a foreign country? I mean, would you ever think of doing that with your children?
No, of course not. Of course not.
But let me ask you, why is your president then encouraging them to come over, telling them they can stay here?
Because he's wanting to ruin this country. You know, we have to get rid of him, too. He wants to get rid of it. He doesn't like this country. Everybody, we all know that. I mean, it's only people who are really uneducated or just stupid that don't get it. He's killing us, and he wants it that way.
But, Jackie, one final question. Why do you have to pay? Now, those children have to be fed. They have to be housed. We have to take care of them. Jackie, could you explain, where did you sign up where you agreed to take care of all these children from Central America?
Obama take his $10 million and let him personally feed them.
Thank you for the call, Jackie. 1-855-400-7282. It is an epidemic at the border right now. That is what's going on. Eric Cantor is expected to speak within the hour. The media is trying to make sense or trying to explain exactly what happened here, but I think it was just the people are fed up. Chris on line 4 is listening in Delray, Florida on WFTL. Chris, you're next on the Savage Nation. Go right ahead, Chris.
Okay. Listen, Brad, he's a really nice guy. It seems like he's a really good guy, but the Tea Party didn't back him. The Tea Party Patriots, which is the main Tea Party organization, that the director, they've gotten like the RNC now. The director makes $500,000 a year. And if they didn't support him, they wouldn't give him one dime. The Republican Party didn't support him.
No, they didn't.
His money. He got all his money from some small grassroots.
Yep.
Tea Party people in the state of Virginia.
Chris, thank you for the call. You're exactly right. And think of that. We have callers saying that there were beautiful Eric Cantor signs all over the district. And instead, with his David Brat, you saw almost like homemade signs. Cantor expected to speak within the hour. We're going to take more of your phone calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. It's John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to the Savage Nation.
Hot Talk 560.
1-855-400-SAVAGE. This is the Savage Nation. John DePietro sitting in for the one and only Dr. Michael Savage. You know, all the concern of what's going on in Washington, all the talk on the borders, the authority on that is the doctor. You should go to michaelsavage.com if you want to read up on exactly what's broken in Washington and what the problem is on the borders. Well, then you're going to love Abuse of Power by Dr. Michael Savage at the website, michaelsavage.com. Now, Eric Cantor expected to speak this hour. We'll give you part of that. We'll jump in. But at the same time, plenty of time for your phone calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. It's an amazing race that this David Brat won. But Cantor was not caught off guard. You know, the media was caught off guard. Cantor was not caught off guard. I was reading a story at a $2,500-a-head fundraiser in D.C. Just yesterday, Majority Leader Eric Cantor appeared to be upbeat, happy-go-lucky, like he'd just seen polling data. Do you know they were saying in Virginia it was just a matter of whether or not he was going to get to 60%? And who challenges him? David Brat. How much did he have? 100,000. How much did Cantor have? 5 million. But Brat knew that you and me, all people, especially people in the district, were unhappy as tens of thousands of illegal alien children streaming across the border right now, creating a border security crisis. Brat knew, and he kept hitting Cantor on it. And Cantor tried everything to swing back. Oh, immigration reform is right. You know what is great about what happened? Is just the people were not going to listen to what he was saying as far as Cantor. They would not. Let's go out to the lines. Line 3 is Kerry, who's listening in Pittsburgh. Kerry, you're next on the Savage Nation with John DePietro. Hello, Kerry.
Hi, John. It's great to speak with you today.
Thank you.
It's a day of celebration for the American people with Mr. Brat winning. However, I think I have a really good solution to the immigration influx. think we as Americans, we need to mobilize and put a human shield down there. And if somebody would get something together, I would definitely go wherever they're coming in. And I think that would be a great idea to show them that we mean business. We don't want them here.
Thank you for the call, Carrie. You have to wonder, what kind of parent would you ever... I mean, what parent would ever put their child on the border of the state and say, all right, go ahead, or even your county or your street? People don't let... How many people listening? You know, you want to know where your children are at all times. As a father, I mean, I have three children. If one of them is going to ride around the block or what have you, it's, all right, you got to tell us where you're going. Where are you going? Who's going with you? What kind of parents are these? You have young children marching across the border, right to the border agents. This is not typical, hey, there's illegals coming in over the border. There is, the word is out in Central America, now is the time. President Obama is going to let everybody in. So it's a mad rush. That's what's happening right now. Now, Cameron is listening on WMAL on line 9. Cameron, you're next on the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro. Hello, Cameron.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Very well.
I'm actually an Afghan war vet.
Whoa, thank you for your service, Cameron.
My pleasure, sir. My whole thing is I'm looking at these primaries going on. I see that we actually are getting behind everything now. We got to a point where the future of America was getting kind of shaky, but now we got some grassroots campaigns and things actually getting some momentum toward a better America.
Cameron, as a Afghan war vet, what is your reaction on the president of the White House trying to downplay the uproar over the trade for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl?
Personally, sir, if it was me over there, I would not expect my country to release five very dangerous men back to harm my brothers and sisters over there. I would not expect it, nor would I want them to do so for the future of the war in America, soldiers over there. It's a very dangerous thing to let that many people that were known leaders and people of that high in power within their organization back into basically the fray.
Cameron, did you ever wander off from your post, from your unit, and go over and start to play volleyball or badminton with members of the Taliban?
Absolutely not, sir. I was over there for a reason. That was to defend our country, whether it be a reason that I was behind or not. I'm still over there for one reason, and that's to stay on my post, not to abandon my post, and continue to work toward a better solution for that area.
Cameron, Bo Bergdahl wrote a letter to his father and said, you know, he was having second doubts, he was uncomfortable there, and the father writes back, follow your conscience. Cameron, what would you say to your son, or what would your father have told you? Of course it's hard being over there, but follow your, how about you have a duty to those with you? You have a duty to your country. You have a duty to us. Okay, it's hard, but stick it out. What would you ever, as a father, encourage your child who's having second thoughts, who's afraid for whatever reason? You should just follow your conscience. If it's not for you, then you'll leave.
Absolutely not. Everybody's afraid over there. I don't care who you are, all the way up to your operator levels. There's always a feeling of fear and a feeling of the unknown. As a father, I am a father, and my daughter was to join a military service. She's going to stick it out because she has been brought up to know her duty. If she joined, that is your duty. You will continue your duty until your contract is complete, your obligation is complete. Even after your obligation is complete in the United States military, you took an oath to the country, not to the president, not to a higher power in the government. You took an oath to the people of the United States of America. You took an oath to the Constitution, and you will defend that against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Cameron, thank you for your service, and thank you for your call. 1-855-400-7282. Let's go to Linda on line 3. Linda's in Florida listening on WFTL. Linda, this is John DePietro sitting in, and you're next on The Savage Nation. Hello, Linda.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, Linda.
I have a solution to the 500 a day coming in.
Oh, good.
The solution is Washington, D.C. should get at least 2,000 on the doorstep.
Wait a minute. Do you mean to drop them off at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
Huh?
Do you mean to drop them off right at the White House, Linda?
Why not? If the president wanted them over here, hasn't he got the money?
You know what, Linda? Thank you for the call. He has done nothing to stop it in any way. Let's go to Mary. We're now joined. We're going to jump in and out, but this is Majority Leader Eric Cantor right now on the Savage Nation.
I grew up, went to Hebrew school, read a lot in the Old Testament, and you learn a lot about individual setbacks. But you also read and you learn that each setback is an opportunity and that there's always optimism for the future. And while I may have suffered a personal setback last night, I couldn't be more optimistic about the future of this country. I'm honored that I've had the privilege to serve and represent the people of Virginia's 7th District. You know, people often lament what is wrong with this town, but I want to remind you of what's right. You know, I've had the honor to serve with so many very distinguished colleagues. You know, these are the people who fly across the country every single week trying to do what they can to help their constituents live a better life. And these are members on both sides of the aisle. I can tell you I have been more than honored to serve as a part of the Republican Conference and serve as their majority leader for the last several years.
You're out, Eric.
My colleagues and I are also admirably served by a tremendous group of staff who put in tireless hours with the same noble intentions of trying to help the constituents of ours live a better life. These staffers are the backbone of this institution, and I'm proud to have gotten to know them and their families and actually call them part of my family. I also like to recognize the Sergeant at Arms, the Capitol Police, and in particular the Dignitary Protection Division, who I've come to know personally. And I've
what about the boys in the mailroom?
Unheralded services.
This is Eric Cantor. You're listening on the Savage Nation.
And it's been an honor to be in their company.
Hopefully, I mentioned David Pratt.
It's especially been a privilege to get to know so many thousands, tens of thousands
of illegals,
of constituents, of neighbors who make up the community of the greater Richmond area. You know, Richmond, Virginia is a special place that I've called home my entire life.
It is now.
I know that some of you, my friends in the press corps, have joined me there recently. But I encourage everyone to make the visit soon. You know, we House Republicans have made some tremendous strides over the past few years.
Especially last night.
We fought to allow every child, regardless of their zip code, the ability to go to the school of their choice and to receive a quality education. We prioritize medical research and innovation and have led the way into an unprecedented era of technology and its breakthrough. We forced a reduction of spending in Washington in consecutive years for the first time since the Korean War.
This is Eric Cantor.
And we fought to protect people
speaking
from
on the Savage Nation.
Insurance or facing higher health care costs due to Obamacare. We passed bill after bill that would increase take-home pay and reduce costs for working middle-class American families. Now, some people think Washington gets nothing done. Well, there's a stack of bills sitting in the Senate that shows House Republicans do get things done. We get a lot done. And our priority is building an America that works for the middle-class families who are struggling in this country. But there is more work to do. Conservatives have solutions that can help alleviate the middle-class squeeze.
They just solved one last night.
Opportunity to all, regardless of their circumstance in life. And I will continue to fight for each and every American who's looking to better themselves and help their families by pursuing the American dream. While I will not be on the ballot in November, I will be a champion for conservatives across the nation who are dedicated to preserving liberty and providing opportunity. Truly, what divides Republicans pales in comparison to what divides us as conservatives from the left and their Democratic Party. I hope that all Republicans will put minor differences aside and help elect a Republican House and Senate so that we may all benefit from a proper check and balance that leaves our nation more secure, more prosperous, and freer. The United States of America is the greatest gift to mankind, And I'm confident that our nation will overcome every struggle, exceed every challenge, and share the message of freedom, prosperity, right, and happiness to all liberty-seeking people around
the world. All right, that was Eric Cantor giving his concession speech as Majority Leader. Again, you're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Let's go back to your phone calls. You can call in 1-855-400-7282. Bill is calling from Albuquerque. Bill, listening on KKO, is next on The Savage Nation. Hello, Bill.
Yes, because of certain knowledge and history and associations over the years, I saw this coming years ago, but people weren't listening. You could, back in the day, you could read on the side of the wall. See, a lot of Americans don't speak Spanish.
The
Spanish word called Aztlan, A-T-Z-L-A-N. Right. And it appeared on the side of walls with graffiti for years, 20, 30 years. Well, see, Aztlan was talking about exactly what's happening now. The preparation for this goes back years. Okay. Aztlan is those states.
Bill, I agree with everything you've said, but a big statement was made last night. 1-855-400-7282. More of your phone calls coming up. This is John DePietro in for Dr. Michael Savage, and this is The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Eric Cantor stepping down as Majority Leader. Let's hear him at his press conference.
And reduce costs for working middle-class American families. Now, some people think Washington gets nothing done. Well, there's a stack of bills sitting in the Senate that shows House Republicans do get things done. We get a lot done. And our priority is building an America that works for the middle-class families who are struggling in this country. But there is more work to do. Conservatives have solutions that can help alleviate the middle class squeeze and provide opportunity to all, regardless of their circumstance in life. And I will continue to fight for each and every American who's looking to better themselves and help their families by pursuing the American dream. While I will not be on the ballot in November, I will be a champion for conservatives across the nation who are dedicated to preserving liberty and providing opportunity. Truly, what divides Republicans pales in comparison to what divides us as conservatives from the left and their Democratic Party. I hope that all Republicans will put minor differences aside and help elect a Republican House and Senate so that we may all benefit from a proper check and balance that leaves our nation more secure, more prosperous, and freer. The United States of America is the greatest gift to mankind, and I'm confident that our nation will overcome every struggle, exceed every challenge, and share the message of freedom, prosperity, and happiness to all liberty-seeking people around the world for decades to come.
This is Eric Cantor stepping down.
I intend to serve out my term as a member of Congress from the 7th District of Virginia. Effective July 31st, I will be stepping down as Majority Leader. It is with great humility that I do so, knowing the tremendous honor it has been to hold this position. And with that, I'm delighted to take some questions.
That is major. Eric Cantor finishing out his term, but then ready to step down as House Majority Leader. More of your phone calls coming up, 1-855-400-7282. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Hot Talk 560, KSFM.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You can join the program by calling in. Always check out our website. It's michaelsavage.com, and you're tuned to the Savage Nation. Well, big day in America as the primary voters made a loud statement across the country and sent Eric Cantor packing. That is the big story, making waves coast to coast. It's amazing how the media is attacking. How do you attack the voters? Well, you know, they've changed, and it's more Southern now, and it's more Caucasian now, and maybe it's because it's Jewish. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that Cantor was going along with the president on amnesty. Cantor was going along with President Obama regarding the DREAM Act. And what's happening right now, no matter where you can hear me, although the major media is not covering it yet, we have an epidemic of illegals flooding the borders right now. Flooding the borders, like flooding the exits at the end of a game, trying to get over. And Cantor was not one of the ones that was willing to stand up. And so what happens? You have someone out of nowhere, David Brat, who was even paying attention to this election, who steps forward, challenged him with 100,000 against 5 million and takes out the second most powerful. It is a great day. It's not a horrible day for the Republican Party. It's a great day. And finally, maybe this will draw more attention and people say, wait a minute, why are all these people right now, children, families, streaming over the border in record numbers? Let's go to your calls. Jimmy on line 10 is listening on KSFO. Jimmy, you're next on the Savage Nation with John DePietro. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, John. I just wanted to say that, I hear all these, calls for an elaborate, fence and a whole army on the border and stuff. I think it's a lot simpler than that. Really all we need to do is get back to our core principles as a country of having free markets take care of most of the services that we need. And then that way it's really not going to be a burden on the taxpayer because it won't be being paid by the taxpayer. So I really think that this is an issue of the expansion of government, and this is really the problem that the socialized left has been, completely ignoring, is the fact that you can either have one or the other. You can have open borders or you can have social services, but you can't have both because you'll bankrupt the country. So make up your mind and pick one and decide which is more moral. For me, I'd rather not have the social services and invite more people into the country to do business any which way they saw.
Well, not only that, Jimmy, thank you for the call, but look at what's going on. This should be a wake-up call. Wherever you're listening right now, whatever state you live in, Cantor thought he got in with the president and basically went into that whole web of, we know what's best, and we have to do what we feel is best, and we're going to ignore the will of the voters. And then look what happened. This is a great thing that happened. That's what should be reported in the media. He was then voted out. And again, Jimmy mentioned, you don't hear anything about the fences on the border anymore, more secure border. More secure border? That's not even happening. Are you aware right now illegals are intentionally surrendering to the Border Patrol to gain entry to the U.S.? That is not a secure border. It's actually the opposite of a secure border. And now the president is saying he may just go off on his own. People need to send a message. This is unacceptable. You're not going to accept this. Let's go to line 8. Miri is listening in Albuquerque on KKO. Miri, you're next with John DePietro on the Savage Nation. Hello, Miri.
Well, yes, hello. Many thanks to you for filling in for Dr. Savage. It's such a
choose to fill of Dr. Savage. Impossible to fill.
Yes, I know. But the Savage Nation, we want him to get his body, his Paul Revere voice back behind the microphone as soon as he possibly can, by golly. We want him back there behind the microphone.
He will be, Mary. But, Mary, what's amazing about Dr. Savage and other people like yourself, that people need to speak up. Cantor thought, for whatever reason, Mary, that he basically reported to the president. When he doesn't, Mary, no, he reported and basically represented and worked for, or used to work for, the people of that district. And David Brat understood that, didn't he, Mary?
The primary election there in Virginia, That was really a wake-up call because it showed that it's a primary, so there wasn't any fraudulent voting. And so this upcoming 2016 presidential election, that tells us that we need to get as many registered conservative people as possible signed up right now at their county clerk's office to work as paid, by the way, those poll workers are paid quite a bit of money, as paid poll workers for this upcoming election. And the other thing we need to do is for our relatives and our friends who are serving in the military outside the country and inside the country, we need to ask their permission and call their county clerks before the presidential election in 2016 and get them to Fort Dix or Fort Polk, wherever they're at, to get them their request for an absentee ballot so that they can mail it in, and then the county clerk of where they live can get that ballot to them so they're able to vote.
You're exactly, Mary, thank you for the call. That is exactly right. Hey, the voters came out in force for someone that was willing to listen to them, and that person is David Bratt. Ray, on line two, is listening in Alabama. Ray, you're next on the Savage Nation with John DePietro. Hello, Ray.
Yes. I just listened to Eric Cantor on your show, and he asked us citizens to put aside our minor differences. This shows exactly what he thinks. Our country is falling apart, and he does not want to recognize it, and it's good that he's going home.
That is, Ray, thank you for the call. That is exactly right. I mean, this is someone, think of taking out the number two. It's really unprecedented. But it comes down to, you know, when you listen to the media, they think we all accept and that you go along with what's being done. I repeat, why do we have to accept? Who are these people just sending their children over the border? And now you have to pay for them. Let's go to Tony on line seven. Tony's listening in Tennessee. Tony, you're next with John DePietro on the Savage Nation. Hello, Tony.
Hello, John. How are you today?
Very well, Tony. Go right ahead.
We've got a campaign going called Beat Lamar. Lamar Alexander in Tennessee. He's in the U.S. Senate. So anybody that's listening in the Tennessee, state of Tennessee, get connected with Beat Lamar campaign and help us do exactly that. Joe Carr is the guy that we want to win.
Good. Well, Tony, you need a Brat-like moment in Tennessee, don't you?
We do, absolutely, and we're praying for it every day.
Tony, how great is it that you have someone like Cantor that basically ignores the will of the voters and feel he's going to impose what's right, and instead the people turn around and are willing to go with someone, total upstart, never run before, really not enough money, and that's who they put in office, Tony.
It just goes to tell you, John, how fed up the people are with not being listened to.
Tony, excellent call, Tony. That is exactly right. See, that should be, why, you know, of course that's never the message with the Chris Matthews or MSNBC. They refuse. Oh, this is terrible. These terrible, what do you mean terrible voters? They weren't terrible when they put Cantor in. Duke on line nine is listening on WJR in Michigan. Duke's next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Duke.
How you doing?
Very well, Duke. Go right ahead.
Hey, you want to talk about these illegal children that have come over? They are being used, as usual, as pawns for the Democratic Party.
That's right.
If you remember back about Ilian Gonzalez, I think that was the kid's name.
Yes.
Does that ring a bell?
Yes, it does. He was down in Florida, and, you know, they wanted him to go to Cuba.
Raft or something, and one of his parents died or both died.
Yes.
They sent him back.
They did send him back, Duke, and thank you for the call. And again, I want to come back to, what about your children? I mean, would you just blindly send them over the border? Cantor losing is a great thing. It's huge. Gloria on line one is listening in New Mexico on KKOB. Gloria, you're next with John DePietro on the Savage Nation. Hello, Gloria.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I believe that we should have the Congress or the Senate or whoever put an embargo on everything from Mexico until they stop people coming over the border.
Something must be done. Gloria, you're in New Mexico. What is it like? You're right on the battlefield.
It, horrible. And the people, I mean, most of the people here even do not understand. Now, the native New Mexico Hispanic people, they don't like this. I went into town with a sign, close our borders. Most of the native New Mexico of Spanish descent gave me thumbs up.
Gloria, are you going to take these illegal children to live in your house? Do you have room? How many bedrooms do you have?
I have three.
You have three. Are you willing to take 12 illegals to go live with you, Gloria?
No.
What if President Obama said, Gloria, I need you to house these people and feed them and clothe them? What would you say to President Obama, Gloria? Because that's what's going on.
I would take them to Washington, D.C. and put them in the White House.
Thank you for the call, Gloria. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. First-time callers, welcome. Call in. Why? You have a right. What? Let the nation hear that people are fed up. That was the message sent with David Brat sending Eric Cantor packing. 1-855-400-7282. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. A lot more of your phone calls coming up. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Tonight, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor became the first person in American history to lose his primary while holding that position.
This is not a right-wing district. This is not your redneck Riviera.
The district, when it was redrawn, got more rural, more culturally conservative.
So you see them becoming more white, more southern, more Christian, more conservative, and more male.
You can't outright the far right.
This is just heading in absolutely the wrong direction for the party.
And how much should we see this as an Eric Cantor-specific thing?
Cantor was the highest-ranking Jewish member of Congress in history.
The only Jewish Republican, in fact, the only non-Christian Republican.
In a circumstance like that, the fact that Eric Cantor is Jewish could have hurt him.
Suddenly people realized Eric was Jewish and they didn't vote for him?
Anti-Semitism?
I'm not trying to oversimplify it.
They don't like Jewish people?
These right-wing people are basically, they're cleansing the party.
What? That is the liberal media. You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for the one and only Dr. Michael Savage. You can join the program, 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. You can follow me on Twitter. No eyes. It's John DePietro Show on Twitter. Back to your phone calls on this historic day as the majority leader, Eric Cantor, knocked out last night in a primary. Top issue of the campaign that he got attacked on by newcomer David Brat was immigration, illegal immigration. What's going on right now at the border? This is a great day. Cantor was trying to be too much with the Democrats, too much with Obama, and ignored his own party and the people he's supposed to represent. Let's go to line one. Cindy is in Detroit listening on WJR. Cindy, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Cindy.
Hi, John.
Hi, Cindy.
I'm very sad today to hear about Eric Cantor.
Why is that, Cindy?
Because he was trying so hard, and just to find out just now that they wanted him out because he was Jewish is so unfair. We need immigration reform. These are the huddled masses. They should be welcomed with open arms. I'm sorry, I'm very upset.
Listen, that is media spin of this anti-Semitism from the voters in that district. And you know, that is so insulting that the voters, if they didn't vote for him, are somehow to blame or this anti-Semitism. And, you know, this attitude of we what does that mean? We need, you know, that's upsetting. We need immigration reform. They're talking about amnesty. And this business that, what, we should welcome them with open arms. That sounds like an Obama line. Welcome them with open arms. Why? Why? Where are we welcomed? Why do we have to welcome their? Who's welcoming your children? Who's paying for all this? I keep coming back to that. These people are streaming across the border. Obviously, the Border Patrol is being instructed by the White House not to turn anyone away. That's like an open border is what that is. Let's go to line six. Ty is listening on KSFO in San Francisco. Ty, you're next on the Savage Nation.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Very welcome, Ty.
I wonder if it's really going to make a difference if even if you elected 100 David Bratz. Reason being is, I really believe no matter what happens, Obama's going to push his agenda with immigration. And I wonder if John Kerry's secret meeting with the Pope, this new Pope, and what he said might have had something to do with this big influx of so-called orphans massing at the border, pushing this new invasion.
Well, good point. Thank you for the call, Ty. You have to wonder, what do they know? You know, what if you were to go somewhere and you knew you weren't going to be thrown out? What if you were to show up at a ballpark and you knew you don't need a ticket to get in? It's free to get in. No one's going to throw us out. What if you show up at the airport, get on the plane? No one's going to ask me for my ticket. What if you were underage and you said, they're not going to ask me for an ID. I can buy booze. I can buy alcohol. They're not going to ask. No one's going to do anything. It encourages law breaking. Cantor being sent a message. It's good for the party. It strengthens the party. You know, that's an interesting point he raises, though, about the president. And we'll talk about it and take more of your phone calls at 1-855-400-7282. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
It's about returning the country to Judeo-Christian principles. And it's about returning this country to free market principles where no one is favored. I don't want to get into it, but the race is pretty simple. When I go to D.C., every vote I take will move the pendulum in the direction of the people away from Washington, D.C., back to the states, back to the localities, and back to you.
That is David Bratt, his acceptance winning speech last night as he pulled off a major upset in defeating Majority Leader, former Majority Leader, is going to be stepping down, Eric Cantor. You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You can call into the program at 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. Let's go back to your phone calls. A big day. You know, it's interesting. Those that were behind Bratt knew that he had connected. And he singled out an issue, and that issue was the onslaught that is going on right now, where we basically have open borders, with illegals coming over, surrendering. It is an epidemic at the borders right now. But Cantor knew he was in trouble. Make no mistake about it. Maybe the media didn't know. Maybe Cantor was hoping he was wrong. But he spent $5 million on the race. He wasn't just sitting back thinking he was going to cruise back in. Sandy is in Boise on KBOI. Sandy, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Sandy.
Yes, sir. I don't know if you remember, but back in, I believe it was 1986, Americans did Hands Across America. I'd love to see those conservatives, Democrats, Republicans, fiscal conservatives, get together and do a human chain across the border. Apparently, they did over 4,100 miles across America. Why can't we do that again? We can get people that can protect people with their weapons there in Texas, I know for sure. But we need to show a movement here in America. We need to get out. We need blacks. We need Hispanics. We need whites. We need Asians. We need to protect our children here in America and our future. We need to do it for all those who sacrifice for this country.
Thank you for the call, Sandy. Where this really has to happen is exactly what happened, and that's at the ballot box. But look how wrong they were. Cantor didn't ignore it and suddenly get caught off guard. Think how badly Cantor would have been beaten. It was a blowout. How badly would he have been beaten if he had just spent $100,000? And this is with all the Cantor signs and everything else. And Bratt hit gold by striking him on what? That we shouldn't have amnesty. You know, this business of the White House, it's the right thing to do, and you listen to certain members of the media, everyone's in favor of it. People are not in favor of it. But no one is seemingly doing anything to stop it right now. We need leaders out there. Someone has to speak out for you. Let's go to line five. Mike is next. He's listening on KSFO. Mike, you're next. This is John DePietro sitting in on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. Thank you for taking my call.
Very welcome.
First thing I'd like to say is I am absolutely uplifted by the folks calling in today, with the exception of the poor lady in Michigan, who has obviously swallowed the bovine scathology from the media.
How about that? I love that.
My point is the left and their movement and their momentum. Basic physics will tell us that the only way to stop an object of a certain mass moving at a certain speed is something of equal size and speed moving in exactly the opposite direction.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the Republican leadership, from the speaker on down to the media, is helping with that momentum. And this spark that arose out of Virginia last night, I think will be the momentum spark. And I am really uplifted by what I've heard today.
I agree. Mike, thank you for the call. I agree. This is a good thing. You know, don't pay attention to certain elements of the media trying to convince the Republicans that this is the worst possible thing. There's no one that can agree. Notice they can't defend. Aside from attacks of racism or anything like that, there is no reason. Why should you pay for all these foreigners crashing right through the country and you have to put them up? You have to pay for them. You have to clothe them. You have to feed them. Why? How come? Why don't we have a president that stands up? I need to do what's best for the people that are here. Brandon on line one is next. Brandon's in Georgia listening on WSB. Brandon, this is John DePietro, and you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Very welcome.
Had a quick point to make. I'm a conservative. I'm very happy that Cantor lost, and I totally agree with you. The ballot box is where we're going to win this thing back. My point is we just have to stop talking and actually put some action behind it. The Democrats are really good at putting action behind their words. We need to be equally as good, just like the previous caller said.
That is exactly right, Brandon, and thank you for the call. You know, this has to go on really across the country. People need to remember, and they need to remember these representatives. See, the problem is, you know, Cantor was initially one of the young guns in there, and then what happens? They go to Washington, and they get caught up in everything, and they stop listening and think he's right there in Virginia. It's not like his district is across the country and he never gets back. But the abuse of power, how about the fact that President Obama is talking about, all right, well, if we're not going to pass immigration reform, then I just may do it on my own. The same way I didn't ask for their permission, and I freed that traitor with the Taliban trade. This is another example that Michael Savage writes about. And if you're listening right now, you owe it to yourself to read The Abuse of Power by Dr. Savage, because he nails exactly what's going on in this White House. A complete abuse of power. Thomas on line two is listening on WJR in Michigan. You're next on the Savage Nation with John DePietro. Hello, Thomas.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
I think this year might be the year of Cantorside. You know, I don't know exactly the definition I want to put on that, but maybe you could help. What do you think?
It sounds a little bit too much like, I don't know about its side. I mean, it's definitely a wake-up call. And what it comes down to, basically, are people upset that nothing is being done on immigration? Rumors of a shift in immigration policy being blamed for a surge in undocumented minors and women coming from Central America to the United States. Well, the U.S. government says there's no change in policy, and blames overwhelming levels of violence in the region. The perception among Republicans and at least some immigrant advocates operating in remote shelters, that President Obama is inching towards leniency and allowing undocumented children to enter and remain in the U.S. even if their parents are here, if their parents are here illegally. They're catching 10-year-old girl from El Salvador, turned her over to Homeland Security, who turned her over to her mother, who's living illegally in Virginia. It is the policy. The Obama administration may deny it, but it's a complete mess right now. And Cantor was not on board. He was not part of the problem. You know, another casualty here could be, and they're writing about it, is Jeb Bush. This is a defining line in the sand for a lot of Republicans. 1-855-400-7282. What about where you live? This is where, you know, everyone needs to be held accountable. And ideally, both sides should be held accountable. Let's go to line 8. Dwayne is listening on KSFO. Dwayne, you're next with John DePietro on the Savage Nation. Hello, Dwayne.
What's going on, my man?
No, Dwayne.
I kind of work on the front lines with this, man. Our demographics in Napa Valley have changed tremendously. These kids don't want to learn. They don't want to be taught English. They don't want to assimilate. They get free lunch. They show up at the lunch line. They got $300 set of headphones on and all these nice clothes, and they're milking the system big time. And the funny thing is that they don't like being told what to do by female teachers. They don't like it at all. And these people are not assimilating. The demographics in Napa used to be predominantly Caucasian. It's like 60% Hispanic now, and it's getting to be ridiculous. I'm glad that all these voting changes are happening, but it's not going to happen here. I'm in a nut job state. I got too much family here to move out of the state, and I'm in a nut job state. We're never going to get rid of these idiots that are running this state. We ain't got no hope out here, but I'm very happy that other places in the country are starting to wake up, but we don't wake up out here. We're too medical marijuana'd up out here. And Savage is on point. I love Savage. That man could be my grandfather. He is off point with everything he says. Very rarely is that man ever wrong about anything, and it's scary.
You know, thank you for the call, Dwayne, and at least people are speaking out. And notice, the national media has to pay attention to what's going on. I mean, recently, the consul of Honduras to Arizona said that illegal immigrants have been complaining about getting sick from the food they're receiving in detention at facilities. Can you imagine? You come over to the border, you have no money, we're feeding you, housing you, clothing you, complaining about the food they're being served. They say the food doesn't compare to the countries where they came from. Boy, there's an easy solution on that. How about about face? And instead, U.S. Department of Homeland Security started flying illegals to Arizona from the Rio Grande Valley in Texas last month. Do you know there are more than 48,000 children that have come over? They think it's actually going to be closer to 60,000. And what is the president doing? The president saying is if there isn't comprehensive reform, he's just going to do it on his own. What do you think? 1-855-400-7282. I'd love to talk to you. Let's go to line 3. Joe is listening to the Savage Nation in Pennsylvania. Joe, this is John DePietro, and you're next. Hello, Joe.
Hey, John. If it weren't so sad, it would be comical listening to the leadership on both sides of the aisle and the left-wing media flailing today, trying to find a narrative that maybe doesn't resonate, but even passes the most basic smell test. I mean, they say that the Republicans that voted out Cantor, somehow, if he's Jewish, that makes what they did bad. But how do they reconcile that with the things that Obama's doing that are hurting Jewish people in Israel with his Middle East policies, you know, fomenting unrest and radicalizing the other Mideast countries?
Joe, you know what, though, Joe? Do you really think it's about his religion? I mean, as someone who's been in office, second most powerful, do you really think it's about his religion? Or isn't that just maybe a smokescreen that they can't accept that maybe, just possibly, the voters disagreed with him on that issue? Isn't that just remotely possible before we start calling all the people that didn't vote for him anti-Semitic?
Well, that's exactly it. They're just flailing, throwing anything they can against the wall trying to find something that eventually sticks that they can blame other than the real reason for why this vote happened, which is immigration reform.
But isn't it interesting, and Joe, thank you for the call. Folks, isn't it interesting that the media that was covering this, they don't say, you know, Cantor really kind of lost touch with what's important to those Republican voters. They don't say, you know, Cantor really took sides against a very important issue. No, they don't. They keep Cantor in their good graces. Who do they turn on? Oh, the voters. Well, the voters. It's too. You heard in the montage that Neil played. You hear, oh, the voters. I mean, they become too white. They're too. You know, that district's become too Southern. Well, obviously they're anti-Semitic. I mean, everything is blaming the voters. Not saying, you know, notice the pattern. What did President Obama say with the whole controversy with the traitor? Well, you know, this is just Washington politics. Is it possible you were wrong? Is it possible Eric Cantor was on the wrong side of the issue? Do you think they wanted to throw him out? Have someone representing you that powerful? Or is it that much disdain they have for allowing these people to come trampling in here over your rights? 1-855-400-7282. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening right now to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
That's 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. If you'd like to call the program, this is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to the Savage Nation. Our website is michaelsavage.com. Big day. Big day. Not only in politics, but in the country, and especially in the Republican Party. Let's go to line one. Jenny is listening to the Savage Nation in Georgia on WSB. Jenny, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, and thank you. I just have a short comment. I know you're about out of time. Every administration and Congress since 1980 has endorsed open borders because illegal is generally cheaper than citizen labor, and because high un and underemployment depresses wages. This latest influx of cheap labor and the economic drain on local, state, and federal budgets is just the last straw. I suggest in closing that the electorate, regardless of your political party, limit all terms of the incumbent career politicians by voting them out.
Yes. Jenny, thank you for the call. That would be great. But right now, I mean, people need to pay attention to what's happening right now, where the borders are being flooded with people throwing their children over. They got wind that President Obama is going to grant them amnesty. It has to be. Richard on line four is listening on KSFO. Richard, you're next with John DePietro on the Savage Nation. Hello, Richard.
Hi, John. Good show today.
Thank you, Richard.
And I'm a retired teacher, and after almost 40 years. And I saw the system go down in terms of the quality of education, watering it down, watering it down. The gentleman has it right from Napa who called. We have a mini war going on here at the border, and no shots are being fired, and there isn't any political action being taken to protect the citizens of America.
And not only that, Richard, but a president who's basically asleep at the switch. I want to thank Neil and Robert. It's John DePietro. Thank you for all the calls. Make sure you check out the website, michaelsavage.com. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you have been listening to the Savage Nation.